Hello and welcome to Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is a chiropractor, energetic healing practitioner, noted public speaker, teacher, and published author. This session will be an exploration in finding true balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. Dr. Eileen will be discussing holistic wellness through indigenous traditions from across the globe and across generations. We then invite you to call in and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday to everyone. Right now here in the California, San Francisco Bay Area, it looks like we're heading into some rain. I know some different areas have gotten rain, and we can definitely use it. Hi to everyone. This is Dr. Eileen. And today we're going to be talking about an energetic healing modality. And it is, I won't say it's new because the concepts of it have been around and probably, you know, been worked in different ways for a very, very, very long time. But as far as an organized concept, this is something that is new because, well, it's something that I'm developing. And I'm really excited to share it with you today. For those of you in the Los Angeles area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everybody else, the number is toll-free 877-697-9725. We also have the chat room, very ably being manned by my producer, Tina. And after the show, what we will do is we will leave the chat room open for a bit, and I'll join in, and anybody who'd like to log on and ask me questions or, you know, give me any insights, please do. So today we're talking about healing, and the concept of healing really is not as simple as one might think. I mean, how do we define healing? When we talk about, especially, you know, from a holistic viewpoint, body, mind, and spirit. The idea of healing, does that necessarily mean it is specifically what makes us feel better or being in a state of feeling real good? I know from personal experience that sometimes the healing process can involve discomfort, sometimes even pain. And yet, through that process of just going through that really unpleasant place that I don't want to be in, I have found healing through that. And I know probably a lot of you, you know, can look at times in your life where it, you know, you just kind of had to go through it and walk through those pieces and be able to, you know, manage that in a good way. And once you get out of it on the other side, you are much more whole. You are much more, you know, definite in yourself. You can be more authentic and really a whole lot stronger. So what we're going to be talking about today in with regards to energetic healing, which is an area of healing that really is gaining a lot of scientific support and a lot of, you know, Western confirmation, things like Reiki, which probably many of you have heard of. It is a healing modality that is based on the idea that the practitioner becomes a conduit of healing. And in many cases, you know, that's the main common thread of most energetic healing modalities, is that the individual becomes a conduit for universal power, universal consciousness, and, you know, however you define it, and understanding when I'm talking about any type of universal consciousness, we have, you know, the idea that it's not just specifically any one spiritual belief. And I want to make that clear because I don't want to offend anybody. Hey, we've got a call from Florida. Hello, Florida. Who's this?
This is Inside.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one?
Yes. are you? This is Steve.
Steve?
Yep.
Oh, hi, Steve. This is Dr. Eileen. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just wondering about the type of healing that may be to bring forth prosperity, financial prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Steve makes a great, great point in that sometimes the healing is not about the body. It's about a state of being. Steve, is there something in particular that, you know, that you're kind of thinking of when you talk about abundance? Is it recovering abundance, going out and finding abundance? What is it that, you know, you're talking about?
Basically an all-around healing, not just physical, but also in every area. That's what I'm basically thinking about. But really financially, because that's the main area that I need most right now.
Yeah, and I mean it is such a big deal right now because there are so many, many people who are in those situations where, you know, there's, you know, it's almost like the abundance issues in their life are an actual wound. It allows us to be able to open up in a bigger way when we can let in the idea of healing those wounds that we have within ourselves that go around money. How do we bring that abundance in? How do we create that wellness regarding our relationship with money? And Steve, I'd love for you to hang out in the chat room with me if you can get online and go into the chat room, and, you know, we can expand on that a little bit more. And in fact, you know, maybe I can do one of the shows based on that, because that's a fantastic, fantastic question as to how we bring healing into those other areas of our life. And if you can go into the chat room, then we can dialogue that a little bit more, and I can give you some ideas that, you know, may be able to assist you with that, okay?
I don't have a computer with me right now.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I tell you what. I'm going to patch you back to our producer, Kina, and if you can get your information to her, then I'll be happy to give you a call after the show's over, and you and I can talk a little bit more about that healing process, okay? But
okay.
I do want to pursue this more with you. All righty?
Yes, I appreciate it.
Okay, Steve. Kina's going to pick you up, and she's going to get that information so that you and I can have a little bit of a chat afterwards. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, so as Steve, you know, talked about that, you know, and this type of healing that I'm talking about is really kind of goes across wherever healing needs to take place. And it is, you know, it's so significant because, one, this is something that anybody can do. Anyone can learn to do this. Now, to give you a little background on how this particular healing modality kind of presented itself to me, it has a lot to do with the connection that I have with earth energetics and the idea that there is energy and consciousness and awareness in nature itself. And I am a follower of Druidic practice. And for those of you who maybe have not heard that term before, Druidry is a practice of really focusing on the balances in the universe and the balances in nature, and really being able to tap into those natural energies in a really good way. So what I began working with is getting a deeper and deeper connection. And one of the things that, you know, really kicked that up big for me was when I took my trip to the Amazon and spent time in the intensity of really earth energy, being in the rainforest for a couple of weeks. And I stayed in a small village called Mapia. And the idea that balance is the key to healing. And as a chiropractor, that is my focus, is that, you know, to bring things back into balance, bring things back into harmony. And so this particular modality, which I call terajetic healing, which is terra for the earth, jetic for energetic. And the idea that by connecting with these earth energies, it can allow our bodies to be able to be restored to a state of balance. And also, not just our bodies, but those energetic aspects that are difficult for us, as, you know, as Steve brought up, abundance. It can also deal with relationships. It can also deal with just really, you know, because a lot of people are really having a hard time connecting to, you know, their authentic selves. And this is something that can help with that, because it's based on earth energies, which there is no good, there is no bad, there is no, you know, everything is in balance. It's not about judgment. And it also removes that judgment piece. And what I do in it is I integrate the use of a plant and the use of stones as balancing forces within the actual healing process itself. Anybody who is here in the Bay Area, or if you're traveling to the Bay Area and you come by my office, you will come in and you will see plants. And I always have enjoyed having plants around me because it makes me feel better. I know that it helps me as a practitioner work with my patients when I have that sort of very natural sort of environment. So the idea is that when we have, when we bring in those energetic aspects into healing, and as I said, there are many different forms of energetic healing. There's Reiki, and, you know, as I said, that kind of comes through. And one of the things about Reiki is that it cannot be directed. There are different types of energetic healing. Some are directed, where, you know, you would go into a practitioner, you would say, oh, I've got this horrible headache, and they would focus their energy into that area. With energetic traditions like Reiki, Reiki is one of the ones that is non-directional. The nature of the modality is that the energy comes through and it goes to wherever it is that it needs to go. It is being led by a universal consciousness, and that consciousness will decide what needs to be worked on. So maybe the person, you know, who goes to a Reiki practitioner says, oh, my back is killing me, I want you to, you know, do Reiki on my back. Well, their back may not improve, or it may even feel a little bit worse, but their relationship with somebody else will improve. And maybe that was the piece that was causing the pain and the stress in the back because of this relationship that was not working, that was not, you know, being productive and good for that individual. It may be that a, you know, something else is going to get triggered. You know, maybe your digestion improves. So with non-directional healing modalities, it really is, in some ways, it's difficult because as a society, we're very much cause and effect oriented. So the idea, okay, I'm going to this practitioner, I'm going to have my pain resolved, and if our expectations are not met, we really find it hard. It's very interesting when, you know, we look at, there's an old saying that stress results in the gap between the world we want it to be and the world the way it is. And that idea of expectations. I am a Reiki practitioner, and I very much, you know, love that modality. And for some of my patients, I know that it needs to go in a different way, which is why I have studied many different types of energetic modalities until I reached that place where I kept feeling called to do something else and to do something that was not a part of what the standard protocol was. And as I became comfortable with that and as I began to explore that, it created and manifested a healing modality that really felt very much me, that did have the capacity to both embrace universal consciousness, allowing that to move through, and also being able to be gently directed. So it's more of a case where I get pulled to different places. Very often, often in my practice. I will have patients who, you know, they'll say one thing and then I'll be moving my hand over and I'll just feel very much drawn to a particular spot. And I say, what about here? And I will point very specifically and they'll go, oh my God, I didn't even, yes, that hurts. You know, that's been hurting too. So it's really very much a part of my work to be able to go into that space of setting aside myself and being able to go into the energetic healing place. Because one of the key things about energetic healing, whether it's directed or non-directed, there's a piece of it where we have to step back as, you know, conscious, you know, intentional beings. Sometimes we need to back off from that. Sometimes we need to go, okay, I don't know why I'm being drawn to that spot, and I don't have to have a rational reason for it. I'm just being drawn there. I can follow that. And it's really important to be able to do that self-care, that self-maintenance, and that, you know, a little bit of the self-talk. Because a big part of, you know, and this isn't just for healing practitioners. This is for everyone. Everyone who deals with people, everyone who has comforted a friend, everyone who has been in a position of, you know, wanting to take care of someone. You know, among the biggest things are that, you know, we have to make sure we take care of ourselves. And, you know, this modality that I'm developing is no different. It is the self-care piece is prime. It is, there is, I cannot emphasize that enough. On the airplane, they say you put on your mask first, then you help the person with you, because otherwise you've got two people in trouble instead of one. And when you're doing, you know, any type of energetic healing work, it is so important that you look at your own stuff first. Look at whatever it is you are carrying into that. Because understand, with this modality and with, you know, every other one that I've heard of, as the practitioner, you come into that space of also receiving healing. But you've got to be real clear on what it is that you're going for, what it is that you're looking at. What are you bringing in that may be preventing both you and the person you're working with from receiving the type of healing? Is there something that's scaring you? Is there something in the back of your mind? Do you have an abundance piece that you're really concerned about? You know, just deal with a lot of people that come in and they have the physical piece, and then there is that overlay of that, the emotion, the fear, the anger, the aggravation, you know, the anxiety, the stress. And I really have to work with them for them to understand that they're connected, that, you know, it's not just about my going in and popping your back and then, you know, okay, I'm fine. No, these other pieces, mind, body, and spirit, it's three-sided. Something affects one, there's going to be effect on the others. And for those people who are nurturers and who comfort and all of that, it is so important because we have this big tendency to put ourselves last. We know we're strong enough to handle it. We know we can do that. We know, you know, and really we don't know. Really, we're just, you know, burning fumes, and we're going to, you know, put up this front. And when we do that, we really have to look at it. Am I really doing this for them, or am I doing it out of ego? Is this something that I'm being completely selfless? Because we all love to be selfless. We all love that feeling that it gives us. And sometimes there's that little hidden ego in it. Well, they can't do without me. I have to be there for them. When working with healing, and everybody is in their own way a healer, when working with these things, it is so important, one, to have good boundaries. You know, it's like wearing white at a barbecue. The trick is don't get any on you. And if you do, clean it off quick, or else it stays. Or else it remains there, and then it takes much more work later on. I mean, if you can get the club soda and pop it on there and you know, and get it all cleaned off, you let that stain sit for a few days, it's going to be a lot tougher to get rid of. And energetically, that same thing happens when people are working with healing. And I just want everybody to really, really take a look at, even in your relationships, even if you have had no formal healing training or energetic healing work or anything like that, take a look at what you do for other people. How much should you help them? You know, the idea of healing is that, you know, well, we go in and the goal is for them to feel better. Technically, that's not really the goal. The goal is not for them to feel better. The goal is for them to be better. And that is a difference, because sometimes being better happens, you know, not exactly at the same time as feeling better. Sometimes you got to wait a little bit to be better. Sometimes you have to go through a little bit, you know, go through the processes of facing some of those things you need to face. So you don't feel better right away. But, you know, it's either, you know, kind of putting a Band-Aid on it or really going for substantial healing in your life, whether or not it's, you know, physical, mental, spiritual, abundance, you know, fear pieces, whatever it is. Sometimes you just got to, you know, go through the, you know, there's a phrase that has been used in, like, in Breathworks, which is a meditative work that you really go into a lot of the things that you need to go into. And it's a phrase called hell no exit. And that's what it feels like. But sometimes you have to go through that hard place in order to make it through. And that applies to absolutely everything. Sometimes we have to go through those hard places. And they're not fun. And they're scary. And that's when you find people that you trust to help you through it and to hold that with you. They may not be able to make it better, and maybe they shouldn't. Maybe this is what needs to happen. But the idea is that you understand how healing really functions, that it can be a piece that, you know, gets worse before it gets better. Or maybe, you know, you go one time, boom, you're great, and everything's all cool. Or maybe you just get the headache resolved that you just wanted to get resolved. You know, no deep psychological or emotional or spiritual whatever. It's like, look, my head hurts. Make it stop. It stopped. Thank you. So it's a full spectrum of healing. And it goes on a lot of different levels. And when you align yourself with those energies, when you are able to open up doorways into being able to tap into things that, you know, you really never dreamed possible. And even when you're doing it, I've been doing this work all my life, but I've been learning these specific traditions and these healing works for 7 years. And I still hit points where things will happen and there is no explanation. And I'm just, oh my gosh, I can't even explain it. I don't know how it works. I don't know why this is happening. I have seen some very amazing things that defy explanation. And the trick is to reach the point where you don't try anymore. You don't try to explain it. You just accept something as it is. And this experience is happening. This is how it's manifesting. These are the things I see. These are the things that are happening. And it's all fine. It's all okay. And it is really crucial to be able to go into that place of just accepting that what happens, happens because it's supposed to. And if you're stressed about it, if you're not sure about it, get help. Find a practitioner that you can go to and say, you know what, I'm having these experiences. You know, what do you think? Because ultimately, you know, we're all kind of making it up as we go along, quite honestly. We can't explain it. You know, there's a movie called Rudy, and my favorite line, and I quote it often, that the main character, Rudy, who wants to be a football player for Notre Dame, he asks the priest, what more do I need to do? You know, how can I achieve what I want to achieve? And the priest looks at him and says, I only know two things for certain. one, there is a God, and two, it's not me. So, you know, I will be talking more in future shows about this energetic healing modality. For those of you in the Bay Area, I will be offering classes. And if you'd like to learn more about it or about me, then you can find out about the events coming up at www.meetup.com. It's a meetup group or meetup website. And enter Divine Events. And I'm a part of that meetup group. You can also find out about things at the-healing-house.com. And that'll have a list of things about my office and about, you know, the works I do. Also, I'm very excited with my new book that I've published. This is my second publishing in probably about 4 months, four, five, 6 months maybe. And it's called Frequencies. And it's very much dealing with the energies that are a part of this healing modality. And I will be, for those of you in the Bay Area, I invite you on Sunday, March 4th, to the Center for Creative Living. That's where I have my office. And it's at 1460 Cole Circle, Suite C here in San Jose. And I will be doing a book signing, and there'll be copies available for purchase. And I'll be doing the sermon. They have, like, Sunday services here. And I'll be doing the sermon, and I will also be signing my book. So if any of you would like a chance to meet me in person, if you come up and say, I'm a listener on Blog Talk Radio, you will get the copy for free. So I want you all to, you know, for those of you who are in the area, please come out. And for those of you who aren't in the area, get a hold of me. I love traveling. And I'd be perfectly willing to, you know, come out and, you know, meet with a group wherever you're at. You can get a hold of me at events at the-healing-house.com, or you can log into my book website, which is frequenciesthebook.com. So I hope that you guys will have a chance to connect up, and I have a chance to meet some of you folks out there. I'd really love to. And who knows, maybe I'll even I'll drag producer Kina along. She's over there in the chat room hanging out. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to invite anyone who would like to log into the chat room. I'm going to be hanging out there for a little bit after the show. So you can ask questions, and, you know, for those of you who are already in the chat room, please hang on, because as soon as I'm done here, I will be there. Also, for those of you here in the Bay Area, and, well, and for those who aren't, because I can come there and teach it, I will be teaching a weekend course in the Seven Gifts of Druidry. And this is a wonderful course because, as a part of it, one of the gifts is healing. And I will be teaching this, the Tarotgetic healing, as a part of the healing aspect of the Druidic practices. And that is going to be on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And if you would like some more information about that, and that's also going to be here at the Center for Creative Living. So if you are interested in that, then you can send an email over to, again, events at the-healing-house.com, and you can get a hold of us, and we will get a hold of you. You can also friend me on Facebook, and you can follow my Twitter. So, yeah, it's like Twitter. Wow. I don't know. Is Twitter, like, getting old? I'm really not sure. I keep thinking that, like, any day now something new is going to come up. Anyway, it's been great being with you, and I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed, balanced day. And if you have any questions, please contact me at 408-372-2840. Blessings to everyone, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.